down the street with the brim pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speed. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust.
Hey, you already know what time it is. The Misogynistics back in the building. Sucio gang, we here. You know what I'm saying? Episode 77 of the Sucio Boys podcast. You know what I'm saying? I'm joined by my brothers, the Misogynistics. You know what I'm saying? Anyways, I'm Ahan the Shogun. I'm in the way. Let me get out the way. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, let me introduce to you a man blessed by God, the richest nigga in the South by Southwest, always dressed in the Sunday's best, saying all the wild shit with his whole motherfucking chest. The man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Sloan Kettering. Cuzzo, how are you?
You know, I'm down here in New Gotham City, aka New Orleans, trying not to get shot. You know, these young people are down here for Mardi Gras, and these motherfuckers are letting the bullets roll. Fuck the good times.
Wildin'.
Niggas are wildin'. Niggas are getting shot. And yeah, man, like one parade last night, five people got shot.
That's crazy.
The motherfucker got shot at 5:30 today. On a Monday, nigga got shot. Just outside trying to go to the parade, nigga got shot. You know what I'm talking about? I'm staying my black ass in a house where it's safe. Nobody can shoot me in my home but me. Dog, it's the big homie Sloan Kettering, Sky Daddy's favorite, aka Lord of the Sugar.
Oh, goodness. You know what I'm saying? Hang on, sir. Me scoozy.
Claude
Hemmers. Pedosaurus Rex, the most dangerous of the pedosaurs. The Great Value, Zach Fox, the High Chief Petty Diavia, Trollman Reigns, Trody Rhodes, Dean Trelinko. And if I got a Dr. Dabber product in my pocket, you know I'm Latrell Smokewell, because this shit be choking me, bitch.
The switch. Make sure that y'all
Nigga, can I finish my intro?
Yeah, you right, you right. Excuse me.
Damn, inconsiderate motherfuckers. Mr. L1, R1, XO, and I'm about that jam. If you play Madden with Vic on the cover, my people, you already understand. Touchdown! And a nigga is always trying to score.
Guess what, bitch?
Woo! Hey.
I know what I'm saying.
Now, as you saw, the big homie Sloan Kettering showing off all his things. That's funny because it actually matches up to where you're holding it. It's like aligned perfectly with the one in the background. Shout out to Luke Pillar, Shane Pagna. Okay. The only champagne.
And you know what? My mama always told me I wouldn't be allowed to smoke weed and get paid for it, but guess what?
Guess what?
Guess what?
Can we guess that back?
Boy, was she wrong. Guess what?
Ah, that's so perfect.
Guess what, bitch?
Another sponsor bites the dust.
Let's go.
You know, I wait until y'all finish, but
let's go.
I'm gonna go get me a drink and come back and celebrate.
Let's go.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes,
ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, let me introduce to you a man who has traveled back in time just to let us know how fly that he is. And he is always gonna be the flyest nigga in the room, even when he is not in the room. You dig what I'm saying? Him and Doc Brown always got it going down, flying around town in a motherfucking DeLorean. You dig what I'm saying? They gassing bitches up right as we speak just so they can go back. Plutonium. You know what I'm saying? Getting all the plutonium. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids of all of the ages, let me introduce to you Mr. Marty McFlyer than you. Sir, how do you do?
I'm doing well for
love to hear that, King.
Like Grammy nominated songwriter.
Hey, let these niggas know, man.
You know what I'm saying? Let these niggas know.
Let these niggas go shot. Air horns too. Let these niggas know, Marty.
Soon to be on the independent market, and you niggas ain't ready for it.
Hey. Okay. Good to know, son. Good to know.
But we still tied in right now, so I'm gonna shut up. But it's your boy Marty McFly to you, aka Elvis Freshly. Viva Las Vegas. AKA Tragic Johnson.
Tragic.
AKA Black Say Jack, AKA Swell Ray Jetson. AKA Yerv Gotti. AKA my name. It is my coochie now. I am Coochie Kinte. AKA Skirt Angle. Boom. The king goes skrrr. AKA Lurk Nowitzki.
That man in the corner. Who is he?
He's one of them rangers. Dangerous folk they are, hung on in the wilds.
AKA Mr. Arts and Crafts. Throb Ross. AKA the Shea Butter Batty Daddy Slam Cook, AKA Trill Scott, AKA Screw Her Vandross, AKA Fetty Murphy, AKA 225th time, just recently had to, defend the title of the Cruiser Pettyweight Championship, you know what I'm saying? It was in a ladder match, you know, I had to off the top rope. But we're good now. We're good now. You know what I'm saying? Low key Kingston. You know what I'm saying? AKA Us Wayne, AKA Lil Uzi Vert, AKA Him Duncan, AKA Scam Margera, AKA Afkasi Poppy. Chihu.
Man.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm about to just call Marty AKA, you know what I'm saying? But ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you already know what time it is.
Am I the meanest?
Showing up.
Am I the prettiest?
Showing up.
Am I the baddest mofo no down around this town?
Showing up.
But who am I?
Showing up.
Who am I?
Showing up.
I can't hear you.
Showing up.
Shogun.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids of all ages, 800 Shogun in the building with the gang them. You dig what I'm saying? Number one rule in the universe is always protect your neck at all times. Otherwise, I come through with the guillotine and I will chop that shit clean if you understand what the fuck I mean. Protect your neck! Wu-Tang told you that, okay? And we move. You know what I'm saying? One Punch Man with the tan next to the Yucatan liquor stand. If you was outside for the 99-2000s, you would already understand. I was out here bagging aunties on accident. I apologize in advance. Sorry, not sorry. Pop low ball team, fly tackle niggas in 2-4, bro. You dig what I'm saying? Got all ball though. Pele with the AK, letting that whole thing spray. I like to put the shots in them bitches in the upper 90. Okay? Double entendre. Don't even ask me how I did that. You dig? Master Bruce with the bubble goose, letting all this shit get loose. I got the nunchucks in the back pocket. Please don't make me pull these bitches and make you pop, lock, and drop it. You dig what I'm saying? Dirt Reynolds pulling up on your auntie on I-75, you dig? Hotel Hibachi Chef always got the grill on high, letting all this shit fry. You know what I'm saying? We just cooking these niggas out here. Petty Gordo, Flex Luger, putting aunties in the torture rack, trying to crack their back because they told me I look like a whole snack. You know what I'm saying? The swashbuckling. Shogun. Captain Jack Sparrow, no host. Gert McGirt, you know what I'm saying? Obi-Wan Shinobi, act like you know me. Otherwise, I'm going to pull this motherfucking lightsaber. And as always, the reigning 275-time pettyweight champion of the world, it's your boy, Petty Guerrero. DJ!
Never get tired of that.
Never, ever. You dig what I'm saying? So
it's like I timed that perfectly, wait to, gentlemen. Man,
to the what letter.
What you drinking?
Yeah, what you got over there, cuzzo? What are you sipping on?
You know, a little Jameson and ginger ale.
Oh, okay, okay.
Ooh, distinguished. Okay.
You know, just trying to enjoy my night.
No, that's lovely. Lovely. Hey, love to hear it. How,
you got a cigar?
Yeah.
No.
Not yet.
Do I? It's going to most likely be full of some of that Grograng ink.
Ooh.
You know, expound.
Please expound.
You know, I'm just out here trying to get the good message of Susio, spread it as much as I can. And shout out to our homie from Coffee with Rev, Matt Awesome, pro wrestler out of New York, the Bronx to be exact. Mm. He plugged us with one of his homies and the good people over at Grograng Inc. And matter of fact, they'll be on next week to explain what's going on. So
let's go. Let's go. I'm saying Susio
gang. Shoot to turn in all the proper paperwork to the right people for what we got planning for and that we can hope to get off in the next month, you know. So I'm just waiting, baby. I'm just sitting here smiling. Ooh,
doing the Lord's work.
Shout out to Dr. Dabber. I'll see y'all in a couple of weeks. Shout out to Dr. Dabber Shaman, me and him finna link, and we gonna do some things when I get out to Vegas. You know, it's all in the name of Susio.
You know, what I'm saying? Doing the Lord's work.
I ain't gotta tell y'all what I'm doing. Just know that I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, and I'm out here doing it well.
Yeah, listen, and we appreciate that. We appreciate that. Love that for you, King. Love, you know what I'm saying?
Love that for us.
Yeah.
God.
Let me tell you, just because I'm doing it don't mean that the team don't.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Somebody, like I said, somebody got to be the Steve Nash of this situation. And I'm not talking about Steve Nash, the coach. I'm talking about Steve Nash, the two-time MVP point guard. Mm-hmm. Somebody, even though I'm the big man, I got to run. I'm like the nigga version of Jokic.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
I'm the big nigga point guard.
AKA coming soon. Okay, hold on.
Okay, I like what you did there.
You know, I'm Nigovich. You know, so I'm Nigovich. Don't act like y'all don't know. My pronouns is big black nigga. Y'all already know.
That nigga. Oh, God. My pronoun.
Yeah, that, you know, nigga. My pronouns are big black nigga. You know?
Oh, God.
But my weekend has been fantabulous, my guys. You know, I hung out with Jermaine from our Coffee with Rev podcast. I mean, Twitter Spaces. Man, that man lied to us.
Why? What'd he do?
Were you like 6'9"?
That nigga 6'1,000. And he's skinny, and it make it worse. So it make him look even taller. This man towering above, like, I'm tall. I'm 6'2". And I go to dap him up, and this nigga shoulder hit me in the chin. I was like, oh, shit, yeah, you big. I ain't tall, motherfucker.
Shout out to Jermaine. That's people's one that well.
Yeah. Like, he also helped put together the pack, the info. I mean, yeah, the info letter for what I sent our sponsor, Blue Bel Air Champagne. Oh, that did set up perfect. You know
what I'm saying?
If and when y'all see this on YouTube, I did send him the sponsorship package for the talk to Blue Bel Air Champagne, and he helped revise the letter. And man, I talked to the rep, and he was like, oh, this went from a little bit to a little bit more, and quite a bit. I said, hey, baby, I got to shoot my shot.
Got to.
Don't close mouths, don't get fed, baby.
Got to. We got places to be. And people can do. And, you know what I'm saying?
Everybody's going to get the same letter.
Hey.
Here, guys.
Equal opportunity.
Hey, hey guys.
And Susio, we trust. Type shit. And Susio, we trust.
as House would call me, the Big Seuss.
The biggest.
The Big Seuss got it. You know. But man, outside of, I don't know, what did I do? I hung out with my brother, man. My brother came over. We had a good conversation. You know, had some leafage.
We went
to the Asian buffet, had a good time.
Oh, I bet you did.
You know, they tried to throw us out because we was eating all we could. They was like, oh no, sir, you got to go. Oh, you and the other big nigga, go.
We got about y'all take no to go plate, huh?
Nah, we smashed. I don't think it was nothing left when we left.
That's crazy.
When we got up out of there, they had to put new food down. Like, yeah, we was in there. Well, then what else I do, man? I hung up when I was with Jermaine. We was drinking Crown. I ain't had Crown in a long time, so Crown was pretty good.
Got in your granddaddy bag.
Yeah, you know, Crown ain't. I'm getting up there in age, baby. I'm almost 40, so it's about time to start. I got to put the Hennessy down a little bit and start drinking other things.
Yeah. A little bit.
Listen.
Yeah, because, you know, sometimes I got to flex and drink a little bit of Henny White. Because most niggas can't don't
get
it.
Don't get it.
You know, they don't have it. And then there's always going to be that one person that says, Hennessy is nasty. Hennessy White is nasty. You can't afford it. Just come on out. Just come on out and say you're a virgin. And I'm not saying you can't afford the bottle. You can't afford to get to where it's sold.
Talk to these niggas.
I'm just
talk
saying.
To these niggas.
Some of these people can't. Now, there's some people that can, you know, do like I do. Charge people more that can't.
Mm.
You know, because you got to pay for my time and my energy. So,
yeah,
you know, outside He's of that,
Mayworth King.
TC's
you
know, down.
Today, I washed the dog, washed the car. I made a bomb ass, what did I make yesterday? Smothered chicken and rice. And I'm talking about it was fall off the bone. And when I went to pick up my piece of chicken, all I got was the leg bone. I didn't even get that little wiry gristle part.
Hungry, right?
You know, that one that you break off. That's up on the hot part of it. It's like a little thin little piece of bone.
Yeah.
Even that fell off. All of it was gone. Big dog.
The bone fell off the bone.
That's man, crazy. I don't play no gang, cool. Whole lot of gang shit. And then outside of that, I went viral yesterday too. So
listen, putting up Goku boots and shit.
Bro, you know what I'm saying? You know?
I was immediately about to cop.
Man, I still want them Goku tears.
Man, listen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do not know what we're talking about, so Sloan has a video that he posted on TikTok. Make sure you go follow him, Susiel Sloan 217. But it's like everybody's into these red boots and shit, looking like Astro Boy, but he posted some Goku boots. Now listen. If these Namek 3s come out, the Goku 7s, you know what I'm saying?
Kamehameha 10s.
I'm immediately going to cop those.
Okay.
Boy, when the Dragon Ball 26s come out.
Hey, listen.
And that's on Bulma, nigga.
And that's on Master Roshi.
Put that on Master Roshi.
That's on King Kai.
On King Nim.
That's on Namek. Nigga, y'all don't want to see me outside.
And they Supreme Kai energy right there.
Boy, stop playing. So I'm talking about those. Their boots are literally 1,000 times Black Air Force One energy.
Yo, you immediately just got to kick the shit out of somebody.
Bro, you put them on and go outside and say, hey, who wants smoke?
This nigga powering up before the ass.
If you see me or Sloan in the Goku boots, run.
I'm for drama. I'm coming with all
run.
Ill intentions.
Oh,
I want
my
y'all to
goodness.
See. Look, focus in on me, people. I want y'all to see me, and it be like when niggas saw what's his name from The Wire? Omar. There go Sloan in them boots. You just know somebody is finna get kicked in the fucking chest. I'm coming.
You finna hear a narration out of nowhere as this nigga walk up. This nigga Sloan
and I'm hitting you like that
wanted
punch.
Smoke.
You know how you in Dragon Balls when they punch him into oblivion and they get that. Yeah, I'm definitely rocking somebody as soon as I get them Goku's on.
Bro, as soon
nigga,
as
a fist fight take 3 days.
As soon as I come on the scene, it's like bum 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 bum. Lights out, niggas. I'm coming to beat people up.
Punching the shit out of somebody immediately.
When we gonna come to the realization that Goku wasn't shit but a bully?
Hey man, and he put everybody's life in danger just because he wanted to fight.
And he was a horrible parent.
Goku is like at the level of trash that Zach Morris is.
He's not a role model, but he's the role model we need. You know what I'm saying?
That nigga ain't Batman.
Nah.
Not Batman.
In that world.
Bruce wouldn't do this to us.
Niggas was scared of Goku.
Niggas still scared of Goku. Goku is a bully that keeps, he's like the bully that keeps getting stronger and stronger and stronger.
That's it. That's all he does anyway.
He's such a bully. He got Vegeta act domestic.
Also, while we're on cartoons, this is why I shouldn't get high and fall down a TikTok rabbit hole. I stumbled upon, what if Mario was evil? What if Super Mario was a colonizing invader?
Do tell.
And everything, all right, so when he go in the first level and you know he got to jump on the things to kill him, what if they protecting their land?
So Mario's Columbus. Hold on.
What makes it even crazier, I didn't even notice this. What if Mario is a stalker?
The time.
Dead ass, dog. When they broke it down, I was like, yo, this nigga stalking that princess bitch.
But I heard something similar to that.
No, Luigi, his brother, so you gonna help your brother get his bitch back.
What was it? There's like some fan theory that says that like Princess Peach is actually with Bowser.
Oh, and they just being toxic.
And then Mario keeps coming to like
a whole ass nigga.
Yeah, he keeps coming in and like trying to sweep her up away from Bowser.
Look,
Dirty so, I don't know all the details.
Look, go down
the rabbit hole, you can find it. Like, but Princess, that colonizer thing is crazy.
Look, Princess might have been Mario high school crush, and Bowser was the football captain, and he got the bitch he always wanted. So now he feel like he got a little thing going on him. He out here stealing coins and killing people to prove that he tough enough to be with her now. And now he done tried to run up on a whole nother nigga chick.
That's crazy. No,
cause look, that's crazy. He keep walking out on. It ain't like Bowser walked up in there and said, "This bitch mine." She keep going back. And here come goofy Mario like a simp. I'm gonna fight for my woman. Nigga, this ain't your woman. She don't belong to you.
I can see that.
This nigga crazy.
I see what
all made sense to me, big dog, but I have been doing a lot of Dr. Dabber products and sipping on a bottle of Luke Belair's Finest. So
I mean, it makes sense after you say all that, you know what I'm saying? And
this is why I was a Sonic kid growing up.
What?
Sonic would never.
I bet you he would. It's a theory for it too. Just get on Reddit. Reddit will ruin everything about life for you that you never even thought.
Yeah, Reddit is a place that all of your dreams either can die. Come true or go to die.
I'm staying off then.
Is Tumblr still a thing?
It is.
They just did, even without the porn?
It has porn?
What?
Tumblr used to be the place you went to for the porn.
Huh?
Yeah. Like what the TL looked like after 6 o'clock now on Twitter. That's what Tumblr was. That was the place where, because it was artsy. That's where all the porn was.
Yeah, Twitter is the wild place now.
Yeah, but Tumblr used to be
an absolute wild place.
Yeah, but Marty, Tumblr, how was your weekend, sir?
Low-key is shit. Ironically, a nigga was at home during All-Star weekend, but it was in Salt Lake. So there's that. Kids was sick. Mostly was posting up. Celebrated the little the Valentine stuff, kind of low-key. Shout out to the brother Ahun for coming through.
Hey, you welcome. You welcome.
Appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? Really, I just was just posted up, watched Elimination Chamber. That shit was dope as hell. Ate some good ass food. The Last of Us was fire, you know. Got me in my feels, but we're not gonna get into that because that's like a whole nother conversation. But wrote some music, the usual. I was just kind of low key. I didn't have to worry about no gunshots or nothing. I might add to duck some Mormons, like maybe once or twice walking to the store. But other than that, like it was cool.
Just as bad.
Yeah.
Ducking Mormons, getting shot. You know what I'm saying? Anyways, well, that's good to hear, man. Low key, at least you're safe, low key. You know what I'm saying?
Like a midget locksmith. I just
always funny. I didn't really do shit this weekend, man. I ain't even gonna hold you. Set work, and then, I chilled all weekend. So, Arsenal's back at the top of the league. You know what I'm saying? Man City drop points, so you know we got a couple more games to go. We still out here.
Red Devils went ham the other day too.
Man, I don't give a fuck about y'all niggas, man. Whatever. Top of the table, bruv. You guys are looking good though. Rashford's on a he's going crazy, and if I see that nigga keep pointing at his temple, it's gonna be a problem. But he keeps scoring, bro. He keeps scoring. What he has?
Match Ronaldo's. Match Ronaldo's record.
Seven consecutive games at Old Trafford where he scored.
Are we talking about some footy?
Yeah, my.
Oh well, in footy news, shout out to my boy, Dr. Chris Busey. He is the new USL United Soccer League Vice President of Diversity, Equity, Inclusion, and Community Impact. That is family.
You know what I'm saying?
His daughter is finna be the next Mia Hamm. She is cold blooded. Cold blooded. But shout out to Chris. I'm gonna try to get him on the soccer sit down.
Let's go.
Big teams upon us.
Big teams. Big teams. Big teams. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to him. When you sent that over, I was like, "Oh, that's huge, huge." Yeah, man. That's a great position for him to step into. So I know he's gonna do a lot of really good work. And also, hopefully, that means that we have better steps in the right direction where USA can actually be competitive, especially with the World Cup coming up, where we're gonna be hosting the majority of the games. So.
And that's, you know, a black man too.
Hey, let's go. You know what I'm saying? She
niggas forgot it was February, didn't you?
Yeah, right. Y'all ain't forgot. Listen,
wait a minute.
I ain't gonna hold you.
Since it is like Black History Month, I just want to know how the niggas in the dunk contest let that white boy win.
Hey, he was cooking too, bro.
But Mac McClung been cooking since high school.
I know. I like Mac. But he fuck with niggas though. He went to Georgetown and everything. He looked like a young pediatrician too though. What's the little dude from Stranger Things with no fronts? He looked just like him growing up. Like if dude grew up and dyed his hair blonde, he looked like Mac McClung. I ain't gonna lie.
Hey, buddy.
Somebody in IT right now that look like him.
All I saw was his highlights, and he was going crazy.
He looked like he can fix your router quick.
Oh, God.
He looked like the dude that come to your cubicle when you lock yourself out of your email at work.
He was getting, listen, he was getting busy because Buddy had bunnies.
Yeah,
bunnies.
But like, listen, I'm just upset with black men in the NBA for that. But you know, we get caught every 30 years. Before that, it was Rick Barry's son, Brent Barry.
Then you had Jason. Don't ever forget White Chocolate, bro.
No, I'm talking about dunk contest.
Oh, though. Okay. Yeah, that's the winners. One where he didn't take off the. He didn't even take off his warm up. That shit was so.
Yeah. And dunk from the free throw line. When dunking from the free throw line was but impressive.
He tall as fuck though.
Bruh, dunking from the free throw line was impressive. Right. And I just seen Bronny go in between his legs in a goddamn game, high school game. So you know what? You kids have a different package than I had when I grew up.
Nutrition, like aerobics, all that. I mean,
yeah, y'all just had, y'all. It's not that y'all are freak athletes. Y'all just got a different package. Y'all got blessed with different things, and then your daddy is just your daddy.
Yeah. It counts, but it only counts for so much because of who your daddy is. It's like.
Shit. And plus, I think the younger brother is going to be colder than him, to be quite honest.
Oh, Bryce is most definitely colder.
Yeah, I think he's going to be colder than Bronny.
Bryce is 6'7".
Yeah.
Already at 15. Bryce is a problem.
Yeah, he's going to be. He's
a problem. And he can shoot. Yeah. He ain't figured out his physical gifts. He just know he can shoot.
Right, because he still got a small profile.
Right, he ain't figured out that
he's up muscle. It's
and that's the crazy thing. I seen this kid, because that's what I do. I watch like high school basketball, middle school basketball. There's a kid that's 6'10" and in the eighth grade, but can barely dunk because he doesn't know his muscle develop. His muscle hasn't developed yet to like explode to where he can dunk. He can do it off of just being tall.
Hmm.
Not just I'm finna cock back and boom this. They look like gazelle, like newborn gazelles.
Giraffe body.
Yeah, I got you. Long and giraffe wobbly leg. But yeah,
I figured out how to get the arms and the legs to move.
Right, they ain't figured it out how to put it in a fluid motion at one. But when they do, nigga, watch out.
It's gonna be just an watch absolute. Out. Listen. All right, man. Listen. So there were things that.
Hold on, Marty lost.
Oh seven. Yeah.
Marty, you was trying to say something, sir.
No, I totally missed this. But you know, right. But the way niggas was talking, I dare anybody right now. We can go pause. Let me put emphasis. Pause. But one for one, Hogwarts Legacy, nigga. First off, it's Big G's in here, Gryffindor. Big G's. You know what I'm saying? Act like you motherfucking know. Come see me on Hogwarts Legacy, bro. You ain't Marty, fucking with the build. You ain't Marty, fucking with the spells, nigga. It's up.
Marty wants all the smoke in Hogwarts.
On God, nigga.
That's a
this
bold
shit is taking
statement,
over my
sir.
Life for like
a, bold statement.
A week and just a half. I'm
jump out
I'm
on
in.
The ledge like that. What's your
nigga, I'm on the broom. I ain't jumping over it. I'm on the broom. Like.
Pause.
That's what I said earlier. Pause. Big pause.
No,
two ones. But I'm fucking. I pull up on a nigga right now. I know all the deadly curses. I won't say them right now because we're still trying to get sponsors. But I know all three of them bitches, and I pull up on you.
Damn.
With all the stiffness. And you know, it's like a bow truckle, nigga. Don't
I mean that's how I feel about FIFA. But
bro, as soon as he said Big G's, he almost got shot because I didn't know what he was talking about.
Big G's, nigga. Gryffindor, nigga. The Lions, nigga.
Fuck oh, I'm a nerd. I'm a nerd, but that's above my nerd level. Like as soon as you said Big G's, I thought you was talking about GD, and I was like, nigga. No, you ain't playing. Not chill out. Guy. I know you ain't claiming shit I grew up on, and I'm an old nigga now, so I had got up out the gang watching Mount. I still know what I know, and I still know who I know.
Nigga, the Gryffindors that I know, nigga, I'm just saying, but niggas want to build for build. You're not fucking with me on Hogwarts Legacy. That's all I'm saying.
I thought that nigga was talking about some GDs. I was about to say shit.
You got to chill out. We're still working on this. But man, that took a turn.
Chris Gang.
That's crazy. You went out on the ledge too. I know a lot. Everybody at my job, bro. That's all they talking about. Just playing. I don't have a next
take over my life, nigga. Like,
so I don't. But that's crazy. Good for you though. Good for you. I'm glad you. You've been logging hours on the game and shit.
Nigga, level 29.
Really out playing here. With me
right now.
And listen, it's all everybody I know. And it's not just like, you know, nerdy niggas. It's everybody I know, hood niggas on the game talking about Slytherin and shit. I'm like, yeah, oh, okay,
nigga, Philly, niggas will set trip in person. Like, I seen a nigga at Target. He really pulled up, like, hey, we were talking about Hogwarts Legacy. You play Hogwarts? Hey, what house you in? Like,
yo,
try like prepared to see what my
hands. Beefing with niggas in real life because of what house you are in Harry Potter. And here's another thing too, which I think is hilarious because everybody canceled the author, right? She's still getting paid. Like,
oh, God.
Yeah, like wasn't we supposed to cancel her? But she's still getting buku bucks. Look, y'all stupid.
We ain't getting rid of J.K. Rowling. We ain't getting rid of Vince McMahon. Stupid. I'm sorry.
Like, look, you ain't never gonna get rid of her, and y'all still gonna watch Harry Potter. And she's still just counting money. Look, look, you can kick her off she's Twitter, like, but she's still getting rich, paid bruv. Off you stupid niggas.
I'm rich, bruv. You
know what I'm saying? Isn't it, Mike? Yeah. All right, man. Let's get to the shits. Okay. So listen. I've been asking this question.
Wait. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you by Dr. Dabber. Continue.
Shout out to Dr. Dabber. So this question is a really good icebreaker, but it also led to like a lot of people arguing with me about, like, so in essence this question I ask, and it goes like this: if you had to lose one of your five senses, which one of them are you willing to give up? And I'll tell you what the most common answer is, and then the ones that were interesting arguments made.
Well, okay, cool. Look, I'm already blind because I'm legally blind without my glasses or my contacts. So technically, I've lost my sight. So everything else is up. Because, like, if I'm using a crutch, I mean, if I take these glasses off, I can't see.
Mm-hmm.
So technically, my sight is already gone. So I do have my other senses. But I would have to give up smell if I had to give up my senses, because I want to see, I want to hear, I like the taste, touch. That I'm thinking, like, the touch sensation would be gone in all body parts. Yeah, so I'm gonna need that.
I'm gonna need that.
Oh, only thing I could really do without is smoking. Nigga had, I think I might have had COVID in the early beginnings before niggas knew what it was. So I lost my sense of smell, and I was okay with that.
Right.
You could taste, you can still you taste. Know? Not as good, you know, but you can still taste.
I'm okay. I'd give up, smell for 1,000.
Okay. Marty.
Okay. For the slow people, because I know. If you tweeted this, somebody would be in the comments, what are the other senses? So for my slow folks, it is sight, hearing, taste, smell, touch. Just in case. You're welcome. Now you know, so everybody listening back at home or watching, now you can sit and ponder this with your friends before you hijack a topic and then, you know, try to press it as yours.
And, we'll and women, you hear that? You hear that? Women's intuition is not a sense. Well, go ahead.
Gunshots, please.
Listen, he is not lying.
For me personally, see, originally I was just gonna say sight, because, you know, I do music. You know what I mean? I need to be able to hear You know what I'm saying? For real.
Damn, you just giving up sight?
I love food. You know what I'm saying? The smell of food. You know what I mean? Like, and that's what I was thinking with my stomach. I might have been high, but I was thinking with my stomach earlier. But kind of like what Sloan was saying, I would probably, yeah, I'd give up the smell. I mean, I know it affects taste.
Okay.
But it's cool. I don't, you know, that would actually make a lot of shit that I wouldn't eat more tolerable because I can't smell it.
That'd probably let me eat ass.
If you didn't smell it?
No, mm-hmm. if I didn't think about smelling.
Ah, okay.
Because if you don't know the smell of shit, then you don't know that it stinks and it comes out of the ass. Therefore, you just eat ass not knowing that it stinks. And it's a mental thing.
This nigga did the math. The math
is mathing right now.
I think I know what he said. Yeah.
This nigga went to Hogwarts. That's crazy.
Dumbledore, is that you?
Oh, God. You know what I'm saying?
Ah. Yeah, so here's that. That is also what I said, right? Like, I give up my smell, and obviously during COVID, I only luckily had COVID once, but I had it early, and yeah, like my smell, sense of smell was the one thing. I could still taste stuff. It and like people got really hung up on, like, you know, some of my coworkers, you know, as I was asking them, they were like, well, you know, smell and taste are like, they associated with each other. And I'm like, bro, I don't care. If it tastes good, I'm still going to be able to taste it. And also, too, I think more with like eating, like you get a sense of like knowing what the texture is. So maybe that has a bit to do with like the feel of the food, too. You see what I'm saying? But like some folks were like literally trying to argue with me on that shit. And then I think like one person, one person was like, oh, I give up touch. And I was like, bro, do you like,
you ain't getting no pussy.
Like, do you like fucking? Cause you don't get to feel it. You don't want to feel it no more. Like at all.
He one of them niggas that get hit with the condom on.
Oh.
You give up touch. Nigga, what?
That nigga probably jack off with a condom on too.
Man. Listen, easy cleanup. I can hear it.
Or no, he says, nigga, I practice safe sex even with myself.
Oh, this nigga got a Scientology book in his backpack right now.
Oh goodness. Yeah, no, it was crazy. I just didn't like, some people were super quick to jump.
Wait, time out. What? Did you say easy cleanup?
Yeah.
What? Wait.
That's so late.
That was funny.
What is the logic? I mean, I get it.
That was funny.
Like,
yeah.
What kind of messy nigga did you have to be before you were thinking like, you know what? If I do it this way,
it's all right, I'm good to go.
This nigga ain't had nothing to catch it with. He just said, wherever it goes.
I'm not going to knock niggas on how they do their thing. You know what I'm saying? If you want to beat your meat into a condom because
somebody somewhere is listening to this upset.
Like, because look, I don't know what you secrete. Because there's different levels to this. You might be a dude that needs like a, like a trash, right? Right. Ah! Look. Sometimes the t-shirt don't do, or the sock don't do. You may
get you
need
about six or seven Kleenexes in a row, and
right. No, like this a quilt. This nigga may need a bath towel sometimes.
So, hey, yo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I understand. I understand. I've watched some videos and I've seen dudes secrete seminal fluid in a large amount that would make me pass out if I did some things like
that. Yo,
but, nigga, they just added that in post. That was
great. Right, I thought that.
Yeah, bro. Then, like, how are you just coming buckets?
Right, did you wait a week?
Like, I could wait 15 years and never have that.
You couldn't have had a buildup like that, bro.
I want to know what. Nigga, what are you drinking?
I was 15 once and couldn't have did that. That's crazy. What?
I just want to know, what are you putting in your body to produce that much? Like
HGH?
Like, my nigga.
Listen, I'm glad my shit still shoot. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I'm still glad that when I pull out the dagger and play the song, my dragon sword still comes out the water.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm happy about at this point in time.
Okay, when it's morphin' time, nigga, we should be ready, right?
When I call my dragon lord, it comes out. It's just da-da-da-na-na-na.
His shit sound like drill music, though.
the Dragon Zord Honey Pack, you know what I'm saying?
Dragon Zord Honey Pack is great.
No, that's the Mega Dragon Zord right there.
Yeah, buddy. Now listen, I had to tell my friend, her sister came down from Cleveland, and they were helping mom move, and I was like, "Yo, y'all gotta I gotta get y'all hip to the Honey Pack and a Bodega Remix." You know what I'm saying? The double up. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, "Go back and listen to this episode," but they were just baffled. Like, yeah, and what you also do is you give the boyfriend PP. You know what I'm saying? Because when you get them slow strokes up in there, then they just fall in love.
Sometimes you got to, like, on Something About Mary, you got to clear the chamber before she even get there, big dog. Yeah, exactly. You have her come through and be working on what? She's like, oh, my God, look at him. He could go all night. Nah, you just came through on that number two. You get that first one out the way. You just watch her struggle.
Hey, niggas ain't looking both ways before they cross the street and just running into it off without getting one out.
Boy, you gotta get that safety.
Looking
at
this off the first night is crazy.
You really like her. You gotta get that.
You really do.
You gotta get that safety. Teenagers who wasn't even trying to do that.
You have faith in your sex game, okay?
No, we kind of off topic. And I'm just gonna say this. You remember when you could fuck nut and keep going?
Yes.
Hey.
Yes.
Niggas still can.
I missed that level of horniness.
Still can. You should get an extra 25 minutes.
Yeah, just give me a little bit. I'm hot. I'm sweating. I'm bald, bro. So a nigga will start sweating. Same. I just got done playing soccer.
Nigga, be in there sweating like a hoe in church.
I got a towel right next to the bed. Ready.
Be sweating off 6 minutes of work.
Nigga look like he in a Gatorade commercial.
If you fuck around, I might look like the Iron Sheik. Just be beating cheeks with the towel on my head.
This is some good pussy, Bubba.
Iron Sheik is a next solid topic.
Follow on Twitter. Follow Iron Sheik on Twitter if you don't. Know,
we are wilding. Anyway, we got to bring some order. We have got to bring some goddamn order to this. The misogynistics. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Speaking of misogyny, you know what I'm saying? It seems to be a lot of women out here have a bit of beef with gentlemen that like to subscribe as passport bros. And we just want to know why are y'all so upset? Sloan, what did you see? What did you see? Because
put me on game.
Y'all know I got a passport and I feel offended. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
Is it because I consider myself a passport, bro, even though I'm not out here looking for women. I'm happily married. I'm cool in my situation. What? Y'all attacking niggas who are going out the country to get women, like women, niggas y'all didn't want to begin with.
But hold on, here's the thing though. But is it a double? Like, it seems to be a bit of like a double-edged sword, because what if a woman does the exact same thing, like going out of the country, traveling, and then hooking up with somebody? But we don't say nothing about that shit.
Or leaving your kids wherever so you can hop on a plane to fly to Salt Lake City.
Or
during All-Star weekend. You're
getting flown out.
You're not even getting flown out. You hopped on Frontier, Spirit, whatever, to get down here to Salt Lake because you was trying to get you a baller. But if a nigga want to go to Brazil and smash and grab, it's a problem?
It's only a problem when black men do it, to tell the truth. Because white men have been getting mail order brides for decades. decades going to get them a Russian woman. Here, TLC is cleaning up on this. I watch this every day. It's called 90 Day Fiance.
Talk to him.
Nobody has a problem when it's the black, until it's black men. And then it's black men that y'all didn't want.
Yeah.
It's niggas that y'all didn't want. And then y'all get on all of y'all platforms and say, well, this is the type of nigga that hates black women. No. Why are y'all getting mad at that man's preference? There's
black women in Brazil too.
What are we talking about, bro?
I'm not saying anything, because I don't say nothing when black women go out there and marry white men. I don't say nothing when they go out there and marry Asian men. I don't say nothing about that. I don't say you weak because you wanted a man you could walk over. I don't say anything like that. I don't say nothing like that. When people, how you gonna get mad that a person who you don't know,
don't want,
who you already said you don't want, and let me reiterate this again, that you don't know, is upset that he chose to go out the country to go find love?
Or just,
and then y'all belittle these people and say that they don't know, that they're not smart, and they're just trying to get a green card. Some people don't want to fucking come to America.
As somebody who's lived outside of it before, yes, that is very true. That is one of the truest fucking statements on the planet.
America is not all it's cracked up to be. And what makes them not smart? Because they come from a third world country, or a country that's less desirable, or they don't live in the U.S.
Or your own culture ass don't know nothing about what's over there.
Right. You think that only smart people reside in the U.S.?
Right. Well, see, that's the thing, too, is like, it sounds like a lot of people maybe have a problem with Passport Bros. Which I think it should be cool for.
It's corny.
Like men of color, especially black men, to like travel abroad, because it will open up your worldview and it'll make you see things a lot differently. Number two, why is anybody, like I said earlier, like if women were to travel abroad, go on a trip, maybe end up hooking up with somebody, it'd be some like Sex in the City shit. You know what I'm saying? Like
in all the group of
them
chat,
and their homegirls will talk about. You know what I'm saying? Like them and their homegirls will talk about. Or like bitches will go to Tulum or one of these fucking. It doesn't matter. The whole point being is that like, who gives a fuck? And why are y'all so pressed about people, like Sloan said, y'all don't know, and then jumping to conclusions? Please be quiet.
Because niggas, everybody's got to get on the fucking soapbox.
The internet police, bro. It's really the internet police, and it always seems to be people who like catch shit very short-sighted.
Wasn't nobody saying shit about these chicks when they was getting flued out during COVID all over the country,
fly to Nicaragua for a BBL.
You was flying out to Dubai to get shitted on, literally. By some rich dude out in Dubai. Because I know I got some homegirls that was going out to Dubai and going out to a couple of different places over there, getting shitted on by dudes over there. Not like talked about, like, no, like, not like talk dirty to, like talk shit about. No, niggas squatted on your chest.
Yes.
And took a shit and gave you $25,000. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear it.
But nigga, she got really good Dubai pics.
Don't jump on these internets and get to talking crazy and you out here doing the same shit or even worse, my dog. Like, don't throw rocks, because now you offending niggas, like you calling everybody Passport Bros. Like, you can't afford $140. That's what a passport costs.
That's how much it costs. Yep.
You go to your post office, get that shit taken care of right there.
$140, big dog. Or if you want your shit expedited, because like me, I got mine expedited because I booked the flight 2 weeks and didn't know I had to get a passport. So I had to get mine a day before and I had to pay $190. Well, $210 with tax. But if you telling me that I'm a passport, bro, and it's a bad thing, I'm gonna look at you like you just can't afford $140.
Or you broke. You can't travel abroad.
Take you two paychecks to save up a Spirit Airlines flight.
Or you can't travel abroad. You know what I'm saying?
Look, I'm not gonna knock. This is 2023. I'm not gonna knock money people on their money no more. I'm still gonna call you broke.
I think the mentality's broke.
But
the mentality broke. Morally broke.
You're not broke if you can afford to take a flight. No matter what airline you get, well, it does matter what airline. To me, it does. But if you can afford to be in the airport, you're not broke, unless you're going to like Spirit. And I say that as a joke, guys. Not really. Ha 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 ha. No, Spirit is like Spirit is literally the Greyhound of the sky.
Skybus.
You know what I'm saying? It's not. Not the worst, but the worst you could fly on.
That is
Frontier's right there, though.
Frontier is better. I would get on Frontier first
before I got on Spirit.
I got on Spirit, because your Spirit might not make it.
Frontier, you could at least move the arm.
If you fly Spirit, you're gonna turn into one. Look.
I hear what you said.
I tell you the truth, Spirit got the baddest. Sky waitresses, though, they be thick.
Yeah.
Anytime you see a group of thick bitches with black and yellow on, them Spirit airline stewardess, especially if you in the air, when you in the airport, and they, you know them when you see them too. You know them when you see them. They all look like they shop at Walmart and get their hair at the corner store.
Or they could be at Rainbow. They could be over at Rainbow too, getting their little.
They trying to work their little 5 years there so they can go ahead and step up to Delta.
Hey, man, and be thicker than Sunday newspaper.
Hey, man, listen. I'll fly Spirit.
Thicker than your kid's snot on a sick day.
Oh God. Yeah, I just need people to just mind their own fucking business. Let niggas enjoy shit. Let niggas enjoy shit. If he wants to go over there and do that, just let motherfuckers do that. You say you fucking niggas, you let niggas piss on you and shit on you and degrade you now down the street.
Right.
Your car is not what he's got your car right now. But you on Twitter. This is nigga so corny. This nigga so corny. Blah blah blah. I'm sorry. Are you in Brazil?
Hey guys.
Are you in Portugal?
And since Valentine's Day was like a couple of days ago. I saw a lot of this leading up and past Valentine's. I don't need a man. I'm good. I don't need a man for nothing and this, and that. Also, her on Valentine's Day. I wish I had a man to take me out.
My son is my Valentine.
It's giving ultimate energy. Anything like that's that. I don't know how women gonna take that when I say it to a woman. But as soon as the chick just get the saying stuff to me, it's giving ultimate energy.
Listen, anything that comes into a place where it's like niggas can't even do nothing, like can't do nothing.
Nigga, we don't even have the barber shop anymore.
Golly, bro. Like, can we
get fuck with your son? The barber ain't even trying to cut a nigga hair because he trying to holler at your ass knowing he see you every week. Like, I got shit to do, nigga. I put my appointment in.
That's what I just
a week ago.
I cut my shit at the crib, bro.
All you doing is doing the shape up on the face, nigga. You know, like the straight raise. You know what I mean? Single blade. Like this ain't gonna take long. This bitch will be here waiting with her son after I'm done.
Nothing. We can't. Where? What can we do, bro? Because it seems like niggas can't even go abroad in peace. That's why niggas be leaving.
And it's always abroad that can't afford to go nowhere.
Man.
Like her ideal vacation is Miami.
Or Gatlinburg.
No, don't. Hey, watch your mouth.
Hey, Gavin, I said what I said.
Watch your mouth, Gavin, I'm gonna stay out too, nigga.
I'm gonna stay out.
Don't be like, oh, fuck them passport bros going over there and going over to exotic places, and this bitch ain't been past Atlanta.
Man. Okay. Just because you ain't cultured. Po-ass hoe. Pick up some Duolingo. Yeah. Learn you something. You know what I'm saying? Oh, go, God. Go stretch it.
You thinking small, bitch. You need to think big, bitch.
Oh, man. Oh, I forgot feel to like send we you get that clip. More misogynistic as this.
I don't think it's misogyny, or is it just the truth?
I think if women are allowed to do it, men should be allowed to do the same.
And I think we need to change, no rubber. And I think that like people need to stop hiding behind saying when men say something that they don't agree with, they just say, "Oh, that's toxic masculinity." But no, that's not toxic. That's not toxic. That's just how I feel.
Here's the thing, though: if they always say like toxic masculinity, can we start talking about toxic femininity?
Oh, that doesn't exist.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's a word. It's a word for feminine misogyny.
Well, what I'm saying is that it's you don't want to lump that's everybody true. In with like one person that's a shithead. You see what I'm saying? Okay. So it's like,
or the vocal minority on the internet.
If you don't match it the same way, because if you say that like, you know, men, all these men that are going on passport trips and then like hooking up with women in like different countries. Cool. So what? Who gives a fuck? It's okay if men do it too, because it's all right. If it's all right for women to do it. But if we want to talk about the toxic shit, everybody's getting it. This is what we call equality.
Yeah.
Anyways, speaking of niggas can't enjoy shit, Marty seemed to be very, very adamant about this next topic. And you know what?
Hold on, before we get out of here.
Okay.
Misandrous is misogyny for women.
So
there you go.
Well, let me write that down.
You know,
not feminism.
Misandrous. Misandrous.
M-I-S-A-N. D-R-O-U-S, misandrous.
Okay.
Feminine misogyny.
Mm.
So therefore, we do know what this is.
Gotcha, bitch. I'm telling you, wait till we get some fucking merch.
All right. Now, speaking of niggas can't enjoy things, Marty, sir, what seems to be pressing you?
It's not even so much that I'm pressed. It's just, you could tell when a nigga secretly be listening to some shit or secretly like some shit, because they got to get overboard with how they attack it.
Mm-hmm.
Prime example. Like, I see people trash shit all the time, and I see all the funny memes. I can appreciate certain things where I know, look, I work in music. I write music.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I know that I'm going to go to some artists for this. It could be the same genre. They could be doing the same thing, completely different. Sometimes I want to hear bars. Sometimes I want to hear storytelling. Sometimes I just want to hear some nigga shit. Sometimes I just want to hear some shit that I don't identify with, but it just sounds fun and I respect the energy of it.
Mm.
Prime example. I fuck with Ice Spice.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? With Gingerbread Girl.
Okay.
I fuck with Ice Spice. Do I think that it's lyrical, miracle, spiritual content? Not the fuck at all.
Nobody's going to Ice Spice for that.
I don't even expect her to be out here, you know, with the choppers on deck, yappers on deck, pocket rock, none of that. She be singing about, it's no different than when niggas was listening to Lotto, all that, you know what I mean? Like, it's a specific lane. I just listen to it when it comes on. And some of the features be cool and the videos be entertaining as fuck. Like, that shit just looks fun.
They are.
Reminds me of youth. It's cool. This shit is trash, nigga. This shit is trash. Like, nigga.
Who is niggas on the internet?
Yes. And some niggas see? I know, you know who you are. I said what I said respectfully when I'm talking to you niggas, but the point still is the same. Just let niggas enjoy shit. You probably secretly listen to it too. Because I know if you was at the club or whatever and some bitches was listening to it, you'd be over there trying to dance and talk with them. If you've seen Ice Spice in person, don't act like you wouldn't shoot your motherfucking shot.
Well, not all niggas. Most niggas. Somebody said Ice Spice rapping lowercase.
You know that she do it.
Hey, bro. Hey, bro. She rap for the bitches that bite the hot dog in the middle.
I mean, if they can get their mouth around the hot dog without teeth.
I'm talking about she. You know how right, you eat it long way. She turn that middle, bitch like a sandwich. Bite that bitch. Well, she rap for bitches that eat the entire Kit Kat,
like all four
pieces at the same time.
Whatever, regardless of who she rap for, the shit is fun and I can respect it because she eating. You know what I mean? She doing her fucking thing. It's some simple shit. Like, I don't go to it for bars. I remember a point in time when Cardi first dropped, niggas was saying different variations of the same shit. Now everybody love Cardi. Do I think that she's Cardi or she'll be Cardi? Not at all. I'm just saying for the moment.
She'll be, I don't know.
And it's tolerable.
We'll cool. See how long she's around for.
You thought I was feeling you? That nigga's you know what much.
Some of you niggas munches hunch, and the amount of hating that these niggas be doing internet. Find your homie that rap. Find whatever niggas that you be posting and shit to half them
soon
niggas.
As soon as we sign off, I'm finna go be a munch.
I'm gonna be listen.
Hunch, no, I'm just saying, you know half, saying? Hunch half and these munch, niggas bro. Y'all listen to should not have recording equipment, not a pen, a pad, none of that. That shit should all be thrown away.
Marty is super pissed, y'all. You see
what I'm just saying in general, the shit that niggas like, with the moment niggas are just trying to have fun and enjoy some shit, niggas got to get ultra critical about it. It's like, nigga, half the shit that you listen to, trash. That's a corpse. You that don't even tell your homies when their music is bad.
Is it trash or are we just old?
No, she's new. And I can appreciate it. Some of these niggas that I see talking, because it's always the niggas that hate on it more, because, you know, especially if they see a young black female, you know, she have black, young black female doing her fucking thing. It's like, just support the movement. You don't got to be a part of it, but just support it.
I was going to say, too, I don't trust any, most people's, musical fucking ears. I think niggas are stupid. Most niggas listen to trash shit, and that's why a lot of these artists are out here becoming famous, making terrible fucking music.
Like, I mean, it's a terrible. It's not for us,
bro. Listen, no. Some of this shit is trash, bro. Some of this shit is trash. Like, a lot of y'all don't need to be in music, or you don't need to be in front of people. You can do other things in the music industry, but even then, half of y'all are flooding and turning it into shit anyway. But it's a lot. It's a couple things that, like, and I listen to all types of shit. But like, there's some stuff that, like, it is garbage.
Some of it might just be situational. I'm talking about
electronic dance music too, because like some of this shit.
Oh my god! Don't get me started.
Fucking chainsaws and fucking cat noises. That's basically what it is, for the most part. Some of the shit, but it's still some bangers out there. Anyways.
Now I realize why niggas get up though, is because the internet is just giving more niggas a voice and a platform. One man's trash is another man's treasure. A lot of it do be trash, but now everybody can get on the internet and find other people who like trash. It's like they can find all the other garbage men and then come together. But the thing is even if I think it's trash, if you enjoying it and if you support the artists and they feeding their fam or doing whatever, because I know what it takes on the back end for this shit to work, you know what I mean? I support it. I don't got to fuck with it. My thing is don't go out your way to overly trash some shit that you probably will bop your head to, or just because you see niggas enjoying it. It ain't for you. Man, or understand that nobody goes to it for that.
You know it don't matter, bro. It's going to be somebody. Niggas will turn into fans in like a month, bro.
Like, munch ass niggas, yeah.
Yeah, nah, I mean, it's going to be something that turned everybody hating now. Who cares, bro? Now, there's... But like I said, man, I like... music of all kinds. I don't find anything wrong with it. I kind of like some of her songs and shit.
Yeah. So some of that album was decent.
Listen.
Was decent.
Listen. And she's better than a few of these artists that have been in the game for a minute. So I digress. But man, listen, we getting long in the tooth. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the sponsors, you dig, before we get up out of here. Huge shout out to Luke Belair. You know what I'm saying? Huge shout out to Dr. Dabber. You know what I'm saying? And then Sloan, what's we will be doing our giveaway very soon of the Dr. Dabber Switch. So if you have not purchased a raffle ticket, reach out to either myself, Marty, or Sloan, so that you can enter in. We still have about, I think, a week or two, or just a little over a week left before we announce the winner of the Switch. So make sure that you hit us up, or if you have purchased any Sucio Boys merch, you know what I'm saying? You got your ski mask, you're already entered into the drawing as well. So yeah, there's that. You know what, gentlemen, here's what we gonna do. Sloan, if you could, sir, please let the people know where they can find you, my G. You dig what I'm saying?
You can find me somewhere drinking a bottle of Luke Belair champagne with a Dr. Dabber instrument in my hand while smoking on some Grogaine ink. You know, I'm out here with all my sponsors. You catch me on Sucio Sloan 217 on everything. Going viral on TikTok. You know, I'm everywhere, man. I'm out here like bad credit, just living my life. You know, drink water, smoke reefer, wash your ass. Mind your business, speak up, speak out. Thursday and Tuesday, we got Coffee with Rev. Excuse me. Every Thursday, the pay window with the professor.
Mm-hmm.
Also, look out for me and the professor. We got a big thing coming. We finna be the new tag team commentary for Bayou Independent Wrestling.
Ooh, so, big thing. Let's go, big man team.
Catch me commentating on matches and interviewing wrestlers and just being a crazy ass nigga on the scene now. So, you know, I'm out here broadening my horizons, diversifying my bonds.
Mm-hmm. Bong bong.
Bong bong. Bong. Trying to make myself just trying to put myself in all fields. I'm trying to be a jack of all trades.
Residual income from all aspects.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
the
I'm
brand is
about?
Strong right now. The brand is strong.
You know, I'm out here yelling at deaf people and throwing up gang signs at blind people.
The brand strong like Pitbull shoulders.
Shit.
My brand strong. The brand is strong like your old lady box braids.
Marty, where can the people find you, sir?
In a playlist, you know what I'm saying? At a party. Working with some folks. We might have some events popping up. You know what I'm saying? We might do it once a month. We're still trying to figure the shit out. But, you know, R&B party might be coming soon. Might have to fly gang out. You know, to come turn the fuck up with us, because shit is going. Niggas will be free soon. Counting down the days, niggas will be free. Then we can speak freely.
Hey.
Can't wait.
Okay.
Can't wait. But in the meantime, you know what I'm saying? You can find me on Spotify. You can find me on Twitter at @M_McFlyerThanYou. I'm going to be on the gram. I want to get no fucking TikTok. These niggas might make me get a TikTok.
Shut up and do it.
That nigga still ain't got an Instagram.
I literally made the shit.
I ain't seen not one post.
I don't even know the name of it.
I don't know. This is crazy.
I forgot. Hold on, let me look.
Wow.
I got the email. I started the process. This is hard for me. You know I hate that damn app. Anyways.
Eight episodes later.
Never that.
one eternity.
All you niggas better be following too when this shit really come up for real. But yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Man, you better post something. Mark ass Buster.
That was a soundbite. All right, Michelle. But anyways, that's where y'all go find me. More music coming soon. Next Friday in particular, be on the lookout. Hey. Something's coming.
You know what I'm saying? A-Hunter Shogun, you already know where you can find me. The Aaron Hunter on Twitter. Also, Petty Pie May. You dig what I'm saying? Just dousing all things in pettiness. That's my burner. Next to my burner. A.Hun.TheShogun on Instagram and Facebook. You can follow me on my fan page. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to be like my cousin, man. Still going strong. Still got one of my reels on Facebook. I think it just surpassed, I want to say, 1.8 million
views. Talk your shit, King.
There's another tweet. It's, I think it just surpassed 5 million total reach. So, you know, we just out here, man. But listen, I'm just trying to be like Sloan. If I do get them Goku boots, just know if you see me in some blue and yellow boots, I'm kicking the shit out of anything moving. You dig what I'm saying? Front kicks to everybody.
I'm going to send you a link later. I might have found something.
I'm a hyper beaming nigga. For real, for real. Kamehameha into next week. It's so serious. And if you want to follow me on Snap, it's A.HunTheShogun. Yeah, all one word. You dig what I'm saying?
Send nudes.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Send him nudes.
Yeah, I would listen. Your nudes are safe with me. Number one rule in the universe: protect your neck at all times. I will protect your nudes as well.
That's a bar.
Might have to start an OnlyFans. Who the fuck knows, bro? You know, we just out here content creators for real. But I might just do OnlyFans where I just like tell ghost stories with my shirt off and shit. You know what I'm saying? Take my idea if you want. I know a bunch of fucking ghost stories. Anyways, motherfucker. Yeah, and as always, if you are listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or any RSS feed, make sure that you give us a 5-star rating. That helps us get heard and more listens and more ears. You dig what I'm saying? We are trying to spread the sushi away. You dig what I'm saying? So we appreciate like, share, comment, subscribe. Make sure you're following us on YouTube, on the CDB Network. You will find the playlist of all things Sucio. So we have episode 76. Still got to upload that, and then we'll have this one up later on this week. But if you are listening, make sure that you listen to all of our pods. We're bringing the CDB podcast back. So that'll be back next week. We'll also be bringing back the Shogun Soccer Sit Down. Hopefully we'll have Sloan's homie on in the very near future. I know that.
Shout out my man Chris Busey.
You know what I'm saying? I would love to have him on as a guest. Absolutely, because I want to talk to him about the role and the position and what his you know, direction is to be in that role. So we love y'all, we appreciate y'all. If not for y'all, we would not be doing this at all. So thank you so much.
Catch me at Hogwarts, nigga.
You know,
see me, nigga, with the Gryffindor contract, nigga.
Sir, we were just saying thank you, not pushing out threats just yet. If you could, let's at least let SpongeBob, you know, SpongeBob, if you could, please.
Right, you're right.
Thank you for your patronage.
You know what I'm saying? We appreciate y'all so much.
GGI, Grow Gang, Inc.
You know what I'm saying? If you do want smoke with Marty, make sure you go find him on Hogwarts Legacy. And if
Xbox
want,
Live, Lil Uzi Vert, add me. You know what I'm saying?
If you want smoke with Sloan in Call of Duty, you can find him usually on the game sometime throughout the day. And then if you want smoke with me in Call of Duty Mobile, I'm out here running kill streaks up, okay? I think I set my own personal record for 172 kills in domination. So try me if you want to, bitch.
Somebody told me that Thotties play Call of Duty Mobile. Want to. That's not true, right?
Oh, I'm a whole thought. So whatever, bro. What are we talking about? I don't give a fuck. Listen, if bitches want to sub me out, cool, whatever. What's up?
This is a king right here.
Hey, yo. And this has been another episode of the Susie O Boys podcast where AR wants to be flooded out.
Yo,
let's get out of here, guys.
Listen. Love y'all. Okay, bye.
I feel like we've done enough damage.
All right, and we out. Episode 77 is in the books. Oh my God.
Cook, bro.
Oh my God.